We're going to study the second mimer of Pritzadik and Parshas Vayichi. The pasuk says, Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana, Vayichi Yimei Yaakov, Shnei Chayov, Sheva Shanim V'arbim U'ma'az Shana. This pasuk refers to Yaakov by that name twice. Yaakov. Not Yisrael. The very next pasuk says, Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lamus. It's just amazing how when it talks about his life and the life he lived in Mitzrayim, all the years of his life, they are 147 years, 17 years in Mitzrayim, it's Yaakov. When it's moving on to the next world, Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lamus, now it's Yisrael. Lahavin Zeis, Madisa Bazaira Kaddish, Betanut Belio, Shayudzai and Shonim Alolu Shabaris Mitzrayim, Hoy Ikira Chayim Shaloi. Our rabbis teach us that this, that it says, Vayichi Yaakov, he lived in Mitzrayim 17 years, that's so important because those were the main best years of his life. Betanut Belio, the Zayar, Ikir HaChayim Shaloi. They were without tsar, also without the Yetzer Hara, complete tzidkis. Me'ein Olam Haba. A little bit of what life in Olam Haba will be for Yaakov Avinu. Umikol Makayim. Ne'emar B'loshin Yaakov. Not Yisrael. Shehu Katnos HaMadrega, which is the earlier Madrega of Yaakov before Kisarisa im Elokim V'Anoshim V'Tuchal. Everyone knows Yisrael is the accomplished father of the people, and Yaakov is the individual before that accomplishment. When it talked about his sum total of years of life, Kuf Mem Zayin, 147 years, Kuf Mem Zayin Shana Nemagam came b'shem Yaakov, Achkach Nema B'loshen V'yikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamus. Then, as he's moving close to the next world, passing from this world, then he's called Yisrael, Shehu Bechinas HaMadrega HaGadoyla, which is, of course, the category of the great father of the nation, Israel. V'hikshazeh gam kein b'zoher HaKadosh. The Zoher HaKadosh asks this question as well. And then he asks, V'gam, Haloi Amru, Shegimol Ha'avois Hit'imon HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'olam Hazeh Me'ein Ha'olam Haba V'loi Shalat Behen Yetzer Hara. Gemara and Bava Basra says that they each had a bit of Olam Haba, that they each had reached a place in life where they're just completely not vulnerable to the Yetzer Hara as other people are. And this is arrived at Vidarshu, this is determined Midachsiv, because it says by each of them, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Right? It says by Avram, Hashem Berech Avram Bakol, Yitzchak ate Va'ochal Mikol, and Yaakov says to Esav, V'chiyeshli Kol. V'hinei zeh shama Yaakov Avinu, Olav Hasholom, V'chiyeshli Kol, Yaakov said this years before Mitzrayim. Hayo'id harbe shanim kaidem, V'yichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim. It's a long time ago. And Chazal tell us that that Madrega of Kol is where he's already on the highest level, where he's experiencing a life and a sense of the divine of Olam Haba, and he's not at all affected by Yetzer Hara. So, if that's the case, why is he still called Yaakov here in Mitzrayim? Va'oz kvar nishlam bebchinas kol. He already has gained that title of one who's in Olam Haba, about whom you can say he has kol, Hainu Shlemus Achayim, meaning he's got the complete point of life is achieved in his life at that time. V'heich amru b'zer HaKadosh b'tanu d'Elio, she'ikr Shlemus Achayim hoya hashva esri shonu b'eretz Mitzrayim daika. So how can it be that the main and most, if you will perhaps use the word productive, or the most satisfying years, fulfilling years of his life, were in Mitzrayim. I understand that he had his children together and they were reunited, but that's not what we mean when we say that they were the best years. We mean that they were the years of the highest achievement, of greatest accomplishment.
And he's out of Eretz Yisrael.
And it's in Mitzrayim, not in Eretz Yisrael.
Also, in terms of sequence, the koil is expressed right after Sarisa L'Kivanoshim. It's right after when he encounters Esau, which is right after the victory
right.
The Malach of Esau. So he at least already achieves the label Yisrael. Yeah, so that fits with that.
The question is, what is it that happens now? What happens even now? It's not the interim anymore. Now it's Yosef and Yaakov.
Right.
Yosef and Echav, they're reunited, and here he's Yaakov. The question is why. Omnum yuvana pimasha amru. We understand it by that which Chachameinu and Maseches Bav Mitzia tell us again about the word Beis Yaakov Chatosam. The pasuk is in Yeshayahu. Krov garoin al tachasach call out kashayfa harem kalecha. V'hageid la'ami pish'om, let it be told, tell my people their pesha, which is referring to the great men of Israel. U'leves Yaakov chatosom, and tell Beis Yaakov their chatoim. So the masses of people in Klal Yisrael are again in that pasuk called Beis Yaakov. They are the people who are Yaakov. And they're called Shoigigin, meaning that they are Sedainois, Elu Ami Haaretz, Shazedainois Nasos Lahem Kishkokers. That they are able to achieve that even their Zadain, what they commit in sin and transgress intentionally, is reckoned with merely as Shgaga. As something done inadvertently. So, how is this so? Why is it that we are able to protect the masses of Am Yisrael from their own iniquity, from their own chet? Ki bevada Yaakov avino l'vashalom be'etzem sherish nafshei kvar hoya nishlam be'eis sheyosar el hamalach vayuchal. Certainly, Yaakov was a completely clean, tahor, ben olam haba, living already in that world, if you will, having achieved for himself personally the height of his achievements for his own sake, by that point where he had defeated Sarah Shel Esav, which is an expression of his ability to be so determined and pure in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can overtake what is normally considered superhuman power of an angel, and he's greater than the Malach himself, greater than Sarah Shel Esav. And he was able to defeat that Yetzer, because that's what Sarah Shel Esav is, Shehu Koyach HaYetzer. And that's why he's at that point able to say to Esav, V'chi yesh li kol. U'karo shmo Yisrael, Kisari Yisrael Elokim, V'manoshim V'tuchal. He was living at that point, capable of vanquishing, or I should say, already having vanquished his own Yetzer Hara. It's an amazing level, an amazing achievement of Yaakov Avinu, for Yaakov Avinu's sake. Ach mipnei shekol inyanei shel Yaakov Avinu alav shalom, lizbol tzar gidol bonim. The whole point of being the father of the nation and of having to experience what he did in all the trials and tribulations with his children, with Reuven, with Yehuda and Tamar, with Yosef and his brothers, all of this is kedei lahashrish hakdusha lezaroi acharov, in order to ingrain and to set down roots of holiness in his children. L'dayrois olam, for all generations to come. Gam l'nafshois hanemuchim, for the lowest, simplest souls in Israel, asher b'shem Yaakov yuchone, who are referred to as Beis Yaakov, His whole raison d'etre from that point on is to be the father of a nation. And a nation includes a lot of people. A lot of people. Simple people. Pashut Yid. I know, we like to say there's no such thing as a Pashut Yid. Every Yid is so holy and so special. But that's because of Yaakov Avinu. There's no such thing as a Pashut Yid. But the Pashut Yidin are the way they are. They're all so holy. And the Moli Mitzvahs Kerimai. And they're all such Kedoshim. All possible because of our father Yaakov. And the whole raison d'etre of his life from that point on was to raise the children, to watch them, and to live a life where in his merit, Sheyizku Gam Kain, they all should also, similarly, like Yaakov, earn and merit Olam Haba. Shaloi B'yetzer Hara. Sure, he was able to attain living like it's Olam Haba and having no Yetzer Hara while he was in this world. And he did that early on. He did that by that time he met Esav and he came back to Eretz Yisrael. There was many, many years yet for Yaakov still to live. The point of those years is to develop in his family and in the children and to earn the zchus for his children and grandchildren and descendants forever on, that they, like him, will be Bnei Olam Haba. That it'll be Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Even the Beis Yaakov, even those who are the simplest amongst us in Klal Yisrael. V'zeh ha'yadayka b'yud zayin shana. That specifically is the accomplishment of these 17 years. Where is he? He's in Golos. He is in the place of ultimate defilement of Zoyamas Mitzrayim. Shehaya be'eretz Mitzrayim. She'oz nishlam hachiyus. That's where he completes the character trait of the people Israel and earns fully and flushes out the character trait of the people Israel, where all of us, no matter how steeped we are, where we are in the Golos, even like in Mitzrayim, gam benafshes shel b'chinas Yaakov, even in the souls of the people who are the simplest, people called Yaakov, we are Bnei Olam Haba. But this is something we are capable of because of who our father Yaakov was, specifically what he achieved in those years in Mitzrayim. That's why he's told, Memaris Halayla, Yaakov, Yaakov, Altira, Merida Mitzrayim. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu there also calls him Yaakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and why didn't he call him Yisrael? You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yaakov, Yaakov, you, Yaakov, are going to go to Mitzrayim. And don't fear going there because that's where you are going to lay foundations of and be a precedent for the greatness of a people who are great and holy, all of them, even the simplest who are in the gedder of Yaakov, who are not leaders, who are not the most special, gifted. They're not called Yisrael, they're Yaakov. You're going to lay foundations there for them to be able to not just survive in the Mitzrayim, but thrive in a Mitzrayim, and in every goal is like Mitzrayim. Ki l'goy godol asimcha sham, daika, sham, there, al yedei ridosam l'Mitzrayim, yisbaruru kala nefashais, there, all nefashais, will be made pure. The neshama of every yid is in Yaakov Avinu. And by being in Mitzrayim, the neshamais of all of us can withstand and will be able to flourish even in Mitzrayim and come out and be zeichet to geula, like because he was there. L'hiyaisa muchanim l'kabbalah satera, ready to be mekabel Torah. He was the trailblazer. It's not just only by example of how he lived. The fact that he was there. The fact that he lived holy 17 years in Mitzrayim means that we are able to do so because there is a bit of Yaakov in each and every one of us. Shehem ba'atzmam shezochul hizdachech. It is they who were in Mitzrayim who are able to become so pure. Shezochul hizdachech hoyu kol ha'shishim ribu nefashos shehoyu hador dea. They are the 600,000 603,550 and their families, the Dor Dea, the generation that came to know Torah firsthand at Sinai. V'zeh inyan parsha zu. This is the point of this parsha, of Parshas Vayechi. It marks the coming of age, not just of Yaakov Uvanov, but of that character trait in all of us, where we are able to be in Mitzrayim and come out of Mitzrayim and be a nation, no matter who we are. Zeinyan Parshas Zu, Shehu Sefer Bereishis, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Reishana, Shebezeh Nishlam, Shlemus Habriya. Now, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he created man, finally happened. Gamlin Nefashes HaPchusim Shebe Yisrael. So that even the lowest, simplest of us in Klal Yisrael, all of us, Sheyizku L'chaye Oilam. Hashem created a world so that we can reach that great world to come, and it can't happen until we are given the equipment. The equipment comes when Yaakov is in Mitzrayim. We will be able to be there. We'll be able to come out of there. We'll be able to forge a Torah nation, and we'll be able, therefore, to reach the next world. The whole point of the Bria, beginning with Parshas Bereishis, now is made possible. We're going to skip the almost a full column. Let's look at it's. Just a little, maybe one line below, halfway through the next column, or maybe it's just actually halfway through the next column. Do you see where?
What's the first word on the line?
The first word on the line is Yihya. The last word on the line are the parentheses of the page in the Zohar, Resh Yud Vav Beis. You see that line where the last word on the line is the parentheses is the citation. Ve'isa b'zayir HaKadosh. Shaparsha Zu Sesuma. Everybody knows, Rashi tells us and reminds us why. The end of Parshas Vayigash and the beginning of Vayechi come without typical normal separation between the two Parshas. It's Sesuma. Why? So, famously, Rashi tells us, Kemishinifta Yaakov Avinu Nistumu Enayim Belibim Shal Yisrael Mitzaras HaShibud, because we stopped being able to see and feel the light of day, because we began to have the shibud, began to have the enslavement after Yaakov Avinu passes away. But here, Tzaddik says a different explanation. The way the Zohar says it and describes this is le'ischaze le'ifrisho bein vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen vayeachzuba vayifru. The way the Zohar puts it is, it's not becoming to separate. Itzchazi means it's not proper to separate between Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen be'yachzuva, that they lived and lived well and thrived and grew in Mitzrayim be'yichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. They belong one after the other. So he's going to explain, again, it's not the Zohar's explanation. Zohar has a different explanation. But he's going to say why there should be no separation between them. V'hainu ki inyan hafsoches ha-parshias shibutera omru, the separations between the parshias, whether it's between the parshias as we know them or the parshias throughout the Torah, as we were told in so that Moshe could think through and understand what was just said before beginning the next parsha. If, however, two things come one after the other, they are not only the same or of a continuation, one of the other, but there may be no place or no way to understand what came earlier and separating it from what came later, therefore, is pointless. He's saying it makes no sense. Why should Bnei Yisrael have to be in Mitzrayim? Why should it be Vayeachzuva? Vayeachzuva means, we understand that it means that they acquired property, they became a part of But Ve'achzuba means that they were becoming a part of it. Ye'achzu. Ye'achzu. They became a part of Mitzrayim. And they are in the grip of Mitzrayim. And they're growing and flourishing there. Why there? What is Hashem's point in doing that exactly? Why Mitzrayim? Why not in Canaan already? What is the point of it? That's somehow the secret that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. This is how I have to forge the nation. In the Kur HaBarzel, they have to come out of and be formed from what they experienced first in Mitzrayim. But who can understand that? Only the Rabbi Nishlelem. They're not there because that's where they belong and that's where they're going to set up their lives and put down roots. Rak lagurba, temporarily. Nevertheless, Klipas Mitzrayim, Ervas Haaretz, Keubur B'me'imai, they became part and parcel of the land, even down to various Memtes Shari Tuma. Umizeh Daika Vayifru Vayiribu Ma'od, Shepor V'Rava HaKdusha, Vayichi Yaakov Beres Mitzrayim Yud Zayin Shana. He says a fascinating thing. He says, look at the Psukim. It says that the B'nai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. They were there. Vayachzuva Vayifru Vayiribu Ma'od. Then the next words, Vayichi Yaakov Beres Mitzrayim. In other words, this all is connected. It had to be that the success of the B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim is because Yaakov is there 17 years. That's why we became so successful there. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let them become a nation here. We don't know exactly why. But we know that Yaakov has to be with us, and Yaakov being with us, as he said earlier, is going to ensure that we become a proper people, and that the common Jew, every one of us, is going to be in that holy realm of holy nefashes of Klal Yisrael, and all of us will become Bnei Olam Haba. V'hainu shlemus chiyus dekedusha lebechinas Yaakov. Gam l'nefashes hanemuchim. This that we were able to thrive there and then come out of there and be a holy people after having been there, it's all because of Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Rishonah. So that's why there's no separation. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim? Ve'yachzuva? And they're a part of Egypt? And from that they're going to become a total nation somehow? Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'od? Yes, it's possible. You know why? Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Rishonah. Because he was there. And that influence, and that precedent of his being there, made it possible that there, though we were in Mitzrayim, which is such a terribly unholy, such a sullied, unholy, immoral place, there we should be able to become a nation and come out, and all of us, even the nefashes hanemuchim, the simplest of us, the simplest neshamas, should all have highest madregas, being the best Yaakov, because Yaakov was the trailblazer. Yaakov's being there made that possible. Yaakov's being there laid the foundations for that, and that's why we could all then be there safely and come out of there triumphantly and be Mekabel Torah. Even though, while there, Yordu B'tachtis HaMadrega. There is no light but that light which comes out of darkness. And this mystical idea of being in Mitzrayim and being there with the ability to come out and be holy, that the light should shine after all that darkness or because of that earlier darkness, this is something we can't understand. And because we can't understand it, that's why it's a parasha that's sasim. Bnei Yisrael being in Goshen and Yaakov being with us those 17 years, they have to be together because one is only possible and it's only safe if Yaakov was there. But he also put in that it's an inexplicable design of the divine, and that is another reason why it's sasim. man will never understand. Why would he have to be in Mitzrayim? Why does it have to be through that process? And there are so many other processes in Jewish history where we could say, why was it the divine plan that such terrible things and times of such tragedy should be the precedent or should precede and seemingly lay a foundation for a redemption that comes so soon thereafter? Why? But that's why it's sussum. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. But he did say that. But he also says, like he said earlier, that the connection between the end of that parshas Vayigash and the beginning of Vayichi, with Yaakov being with us, is that Yaakov being with us, and not separated from us, but now without separation, being with us, those 17 years, is going to make it possible for the masses of Klal Yisrael to be able to be there like he was, and to be holy like he was, and to reach Elam Haba, if not in this world, but in the next world, because we are B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yaakov.